Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio. My mouth is full of phlegm from eating too much chocolate. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
Good.
Pretty sure.
Fine. We're carrying on.
Wait, what? I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And in this episode, as with every episode, we're going to try and answer your questions. Our first question comes from the Mahogany Kid on the Discord, and they ask...
Again?
What?
What's with the name?
Well, they're the Mahogany
Kid. I like
kid.
That name.
Isn't that a colour?
Yeah,
like a brownie colour?
It's a colour of...
It's a really nice colour.
It comes from an old episode, doesn't it? Mahogany Boy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if maybe that's the reference they're making, but it could be.
It's like a really nice wood,
it's
isn't
a lovely
it?
Wood.
Mahogany.
Like if you have a desk made of mahogany.
So what? Who is he?
The Mahogany Kid.
Wood kid.
Yeah.
Red wood kid.
If somebody has mahogany as their desk, you know that person's doing well.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's a wealthy wood is what
it's
that
is. It's a status symbol.
It absolutely right is. And it's heavy.
You've
it's
got
a heavy desk.
You've got the pine desk. It's the mahogany desk.
It's mahogany. Not even real pine.
Does mahogany come from... Is there a mahogany tree?
Duh.
Yeah.
They just make the wood out of nowhere.
I've just never heard of a mahogany tree before. Only
that's
the wood.
True. That's a lovely tree you've got there. What's that?
Oh, it's
a
mahogany.
What?
That feels wrong. But I guess there must be. So the Mahogany Kid asks, how do you live a calmer life?
From what? Like, does this guy just... is in this guy's day and day fucking daily life, is he just fucking hectic off his face constantly?
Yeah, like, is he what? Like getting up,
I need
running.
A bit of context.
Well, I guess
context.
If somebody's context,
yeah.
If somebody's asking how do you live a calmer life, presumably they're not currently, unless they're asking us so that they can be like wrong.
Well, we need to attack the roots. What's causing his life to be so hectic?
Yeah, that's true.
That he needs. Like
to calm it down.
Yeah.
Well, surely there's stuff you can do. Like you can be like, you know, every day take an hour just for yourself to just chill.
Even
like,
half an hour. Meditate.
Music.
You can't beat meditation.
Yeah, music. It takes some time to listen music. To music. But I can't just listen to music. I can't do that.
I can for one song.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. For one song, I can. But I need to be doing something else.
You
and then I can
weirdos.
Call.
What the frick with
what?
This generation?
What do you mean?
Like can they can't listen to like an album.
No, they can't.
What
no.
else am I doing?
But did you actually do that? Would
yeah,
you sit down with nothing around you and be like, what I'm doing right now is listen to music and that is it?
Yes,
you lay on your bed and listen to.
I can do that.
I can do that if I need to go to sleep.
Oh, music depresses me when I'm trying to sleep.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, see, for me, if I need to go to sleep, I'll chuck on some jazzy hip-hop or whatever.
What?
Cross my arms over the front of me like a vampire.
What even is jazzy hip-hop?
Like jazzy chill hop, hip-hop. Like lo-fi kind of...
Yo.
I like that. Like
someone will do that now. You know that. That song's coming out.
Not like people scatting and one guy rapping. It's like, you know, when you like low-key, lo-fi, calming kind of hip-hop backbeat, but then like...
Hip-hop's not calming.
It is for me.
Hip-hop's calming.
What was that show we watched the other day and they kept on saying hip-hop music plays? And I'm like, what? This is like classical music.
Black Panther.
Yeah. Really? Hip-hop music plays.
It was hip-hop music. But there was no singing.
Mm. No rapping, just hip-hop. But that's kind of what...
Do you even know what hip-hop is?
Yes.
Well, obviously not, because it was very clear hip-hop on the soundtrack.
It wasn't. It was just like classical music. It was just like a soundtrack.
Anyway, back to the calming.
Yeah. Right. The definition live of with hip-hop aside.
Not your jazz hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with getting calm.
Well, I was just saying that when I need to listen to music, if I want to only listen to music, I do that. And that's how I nap. I cross my arms over the front of myself like a vampire.
Yeah, I know that.
Are you able to sleep on your back?
Only when I'm napping.
Me
if I'm
too.
Going to sleep, calm.
Yeah.
If I'm napping, easy. And it's good like that. I want to be on my
weird,
back.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Anyway, I think if you're going to go, you want to calm down, an instant calm down is to start to become unencumbered.
Okay.
Whatever you've got on that's annoying you, whatever's in your way, move it out.
But what if it's your job and you need your job to pay your rent and buy food and eat?
Quit. Live off the land. Go
you
off the grid.
But you see what I mean? You've got to get rid of all the things that are...
You can't. Like, you'll die if you'll be homeless or something like that.
But you can do stuff, maybe not like quit your job, but if you're like, I hate these shoes.
What is all
Get a fish tank.
Yeah?
Yeah, good advice, right?
But that's more encumbrance because you've got to feed the fish.
It's very soothing. It adds to
but your it's stress. Like one day of stress, getting the fish, setting it up, getting the filter right.
Yeah.
First of the... time you've got the fish, all you do is sprinkle a bit of shit in, done.
What's an easier animal? Like a tortoise?
You think watching a tortoise is calming?
Easier.
Just sits there.
Not exciting.
Remember those ones in Morocco that just rolled onto their back?
Yeah.
Waved their legs.
No,
the
I rolled them onto their back. No, but
that's
they use their head to get back.
Yeah, tortoises are great. They're like...
Like they smack their head on the ground and push until they roll over.
And then they flip, yeah.
Did it make you feel calmer?
Oh, yes.
Talk about it.
Do you remember?
The tortoises weren't very calm.
Do you remember when you'd put...
Tortoises.
Tortoise.
Tortoise.
Then you put the bigger one with the small ones and the small ones would smack the fuck out of its shell.
Really?
It was great. It was just like... pull their shoulders back and slam their shell into the other one's shell. It was so loud. I remember being in my bedroom and thinking a gun had gone off. I mean, like, what is happening? And it was just one tortoise beating the shit out of the other tortoise.
They're rough, those.
But an animal can be calming, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
A fish tank has that nice, like, noise going on. That's...
But even just watching the fish swim back and forth.
Yes.
And find,
true.
You know, find like a sort of, so on YouTube, I am really calmed by watching videos where somebody puts a GoPro on a model train and that goes around a house. That's super relaxing for me. You know, so find your equivalent of a GoPro on a model train.
Yeah.
I like watching people mix paint.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, all those things.
Everybody's got something that'll kind soothing. Of
But you know that's ASMR.
Watching the train's not ASMR.
It is.
I'm What's not ASMR? The noise.
What
I
does
can
that
do
mean?
It with no sound.
What does that mean? Hold on a minute. What's ASMR?
Auto-sensory something.
Whispering.
That stuff. No, that drives you nuts.
Yeah, I hate that.
Go out and murder that one. I'm going to calm you down.
I don't understand, because Adam is very calmed by ASMR.
Is he?
He has, like, channels that he watches.
Some are good, some are
just,
not.
For me, it's grating. It's like, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. I can't
But, you know, your auntie listens to a Russian one.
Oh,
I
really?
Think that would be really
Does
soothing.
Does she speak Russian?
Which auntie?
She speaks Russian.
Okay, cool.
I'll tell you later. Yeah.
I never even knew that.
Yeah. Right, I think that would be soothing because Russian is such a great language. It sounds like water boiling or lava blopping.
Get a dog.
Yeah, dogs.
My dog's good.
Whiskey went well.
Whiskey went
calming.
He's
not very
down.
Calming.
When he's a sleepy boy, he's very calming. Yeah. He'll just come and cuddle up to you and
but also think
release all your endorphins.
You're trying to watch a movie and Whiskey's like jumping on you, being like, why aren't we playing? I don't understand. So that's. Not super calm.
Get a calm dog.
Yeah. Go to the like...
or a cat.
Animal adoption agency.
No, like, don't get a cat.
Which dog is the chillest?
That's the one I want.
How do you feel after like a really big yell? If you yell and scream.
I do not remember the last time I had a really big yell. Honestly, I don't know if I ever.
I do it all the time.
How do you feel afterwards?
When was the last time you had a really big yell?
I love a yell.
Right.
Do you have a yell in private?
Yeah, of course.
Who are you yelling at?
It's not like... for me. It's like because our house echoes and stuff.
Right.
Oh, like just off the to balcony.
Make heaps of crazy noises. Yeah. Oh. Do you remember that night me and you just did it for like an hour?
Yeah. That was probably the last time.
What
I had
was the purpose? Just for humor? Well, you know, because
we get a great echo.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And like such an open area, so you can just scream.
I don't know if I'd say it calmed me though.
It didn't calm me.
It wasn't
no.
after that. Like I could just go to sleep right now. Oh my god.
But shower.
A shower is calming.
Massage?
Massage is calming. Mm. I've never had a massage that I can really remember.
You should
remember.
Go to those, you know, it's $1 a minute. They're in shopping centres. I went the other day, 20 bucks, 20 minutes, fantastic.
It's something that I should learn.
Relaxing.
Yeah, relaxing. Is relaxing
the
same as
But the thing about
calming?
A massage, unless you get them to your house, you still got to drive home.
Yeah, you're out somewhere.
So it's not like
Well, what Zamet does is he will... If he's got time to kill, he'll kill it with a massage. Right. So I remember we had a show in Sydney once or somewhere, and we were like, oh, we got 2 hours before we got to perform. He just went and got a massage, and he was calm and he was relaxed for the
show. Did you find that odd?
I did.
I would. Like, if you're hanging out with your mate in a different city, he says, ah.
Just going to nip off for a massage. Oh, okay.
Okay, then.
I'll see you when you're done, I guess.
Oh, I get it. Like, he has a sore back. And yeah. It would be good.
It was. It was good.
So the question for the show at the moment is, did he come back calmer?
Yes, he did.
He did.
He was a lot calmer, but he wasn't angry before. His baseline was not stressed.
Calm. Yeah.
So it's hard to calm when you're already pretty calm.
Those massage chairs are pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Why
they
don't
are.
You get one?
I don't know. We really should.
Tell Sam.
We got a Roomba. We should
that's boring.
Get a massage chair.
Here's another question. Has anyone ever yelled at you to calm down?
No.
Did that help?
It's a tragedy in my life that I've never been yelled at to calm down, and I've never had anybody slap me and say, "Get snap out of it." That's the dream.
They're great sayings, aren't they?
Snap out of it.
Calm down. I think anyone's actually done that.
I've never been in it to be snapped out of it. That's the thing. But
a slap on the face, does that calm you down and get you out of it?
Snap me out of it. If someone's slapping me and I'm in it, I'll just slap back.
Yeah.
Storms, rain, very calming.
Rain. Yes, rain's good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Finding your noise or your sound that'll kind of put you in that right
state
of mind.
The thing about rain is that it's like a cloak around your house. You're like, if any murderers or robbers are out in this rain, they deserve to get me. Like you think, no one's coming out in this to do any murdering, robbing, or...
Oh, you're saying it's too wet, so nobody can be bothered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like none of those guys are going to come out in this
so
weather.
So makes you wonder, how many murders have been stopped by the rain?
I would say a lot.
How many people have been like, I'm not murdering
them. Going out at 8 o'clock
with feel like a with feel like chainsaw. A murder, but... Oh. Yeah. It's raining.
I'm staying.
Standing at the door with your chainsaw, just about to go out.
Not today. Maybe later. Wait to see if it breaks. So look, I think if you're trying to calm down in your life, I think it's fine. So kind of about finding what works for you. What calms you down already? Do that. Right?
Yes,
and
more
get
of
a fish
it.
Tank. I think that's the best advice from tonight.
I think my advice was the best.
So
get unencumbered.
De-encumber.
De-encumber. Quit your job. Quit, you know.
Get rid of toxic negativity in
absolutely.
Your life.
Ah, yes.
If you have friends that you don't like, get rid of them.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
Don't hang out with people that you don't like just because it's rude to not.
Yeah.
But don't clean your whole slate so you've got nothing. No friends.
You've got to find
no job.
So you got to find the sweet spot between removing toxic elements of your life and living off the grid. That's basically what we're telling you.
The light's out. You're sitting in your lounge room. Who will I ring? Sorry, lost all my friends.
I've been trying to calm down.
Better
so
look at the bank. Look in the bank. There's no money. Oh, that's right. I quit my job.
Because of dad.
That's advice.
Should have just bought a fish tank. I should have listened to Ryder on this one.
I unencumbered too far.
You need to be a bit
got no encumbrance at all.
Just a tiny bit of cumbrance is what you're looking for in your life. Not heaps, but enough cumbrance to keep you going. So look, I hope that helped. Our next question comes from David, who from the Gmail, and he asks, does a person's name influence who they are? So I'll let Dad get shirtless real quick. He was just taking off his jumper. He took his shirt with. Oh, my God, he's showing off his belly.
Someone, I went into the store yesterday,
mm.
and the Hello. Person who works there with long red hair
yeah.
said, I don't know if this is out of line, but the other day I drove past your house, and John was at the front, shirtless from the waist up, freezing cold, wild hair, holding a chainsaw.
Oh, man. Spunk. That should be on the middle of a magazine.
Absolutely.
In the middle.
You should be a pin-op.
Me, yeah.
What's today's centerfold? Whoa.
Oh, hello.
yeah, so what do we think? Does if the name you get influence the person you'll become?
I don't really understand the question.
You Was know,
the...
some people you know are a Max. You know they're a Max without even speaking.
But yeah. Give us your opinion on Maxes.
I hate Maxes. I've never met a good
Max. I
love
Maxes.
See?
Yeah.
I'm right, ambivalent
points
on the
for
Max
and against... Maxes. Righto, 3 points.
What do you mean?
Against Maxes. Why do you hate Maxes? Give us three.
Oh, they're all just wankers, man.
Wankers?
Anything they're else? Fuller, like they are.
What else? What do they do that are wanker behavior?
That's not 3 points. They're wankers. They are. They just are.
And wankers they are, they full are.
Is that your 3 points?
That's the problem with with Maxes. I think Max to me is like a short, sharp little angry guy is a Max. I'm not saying that's every Max because I've met Maxes that are, but that's my Max.
They're not. They're like weird and like
gangly.
No. They're like evil.
No.
Oh dear.
I know three Maxes. Mm. They are all their own kind of people. Yeah. And that's what I love
about
them.
But none of them are evil.
Well, to be completely honest, I've known one Max and it was in primary school.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm basing my whole argument on.
It was enough.
He was annoying little shit.
He wrecked every other Max for
you
either.
He did,
yeah.
But the Maxes I know are Maxwell, and Maximilian.
You see, it's not quite a Max.
If I've ever met a Maximilian...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any of it. Come on.
That's
no. Max.
Don't.
What if they're a Maximilian, but they're like, call me Max? That's okay?
No, it doesn't matter. They've still got that as a name. I'd blame their parents.
What if they're like, I'm a Maximilian, but call me Maximilian?
Yeah.
Then they'd get a punch in the face.
Right.
What about you, Ryder, could possibly have been called Sam, and Jackson could have been called Jasper.
If I was Jasper.
We talked about this last time.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Moving on.
No, because this is appropriate. It's connected to this question.
But we've
That's
already
what I'm
talked
saying.
About
so would
this.
You
so
be...
whoever asked this question can go and...
What, re-listen nice. The old episode?
Scroll through.
Yeah. So if you were going to be a Sam, could you have been a Sam?
I think I'd be a bit calmer
if you
I was
were a Sam.
Right. Yeah. Because Sams are calm people.
Yeah, Sams are calm people.
Yeah.
They're shy and sort of nice.
Retiring.
And
that I think a Sam does their best to look after you as well.
That's a weird thing to throw in.
No, why? I think a Sam is like a fatherly figure is what I'm driving at.
Why?
For me, anyway. I don't know. Maybe Fireman Sam?
I reckon there's a bit in how you say their name.
Yeah.
Like Max.
Okay.
It's got a grit.
But you don't say, oh, this is Max.
Then I bet you could. It's got that snap
you
to it.
You can't do that with Sam. Hi, this is my friend Sam.
No, there's Sam.
Sam.
Okay.
It's got the long A.
I'd like to introduce you to my friend Sam.
Well, what about Jasper?
Well, I think, and maybe I said this last episode, but I think Jasper to me is an albino. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, Jasper is an albino's name. I don't know where that comes from, but in my head, that's Jasper. And
no, well, I already mentioned what the Jasper is last time.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what a Jasper is from me, go and listen to the other episode.
No, you will not repeat it.
No,
which
I said
episode
it.
Was it?
It was one of these ones that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, okay.
We talked about, we had this whole conversation about names.
To touch on it again,
What about Johnny? You're Jonathan. Jonathan Harvey Byron.
Let me just say this. If you're a Jonathan that prefers to be called Jonathan, leave.
But do you think that Johnny is a little boy's name?
That's Johnny. What I always thought, and lots of people call me Johnny.
Most people call
My friends call me Johnny. Work, John.
No. I don't see Johnny as a little boy. Really? I see Johnny as a cool teenager.
Johnny.
Oh, thanks, Johnny.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Well, I see John. Yeah, Johnny to me is it's a name.
Johnny's
that,
that cool guy
yells.
With a surfboard.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm skipping class because I'm going to the beach.
Have I been the cool dad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you're the only dad. How can we?
Ryder said, Ryder went for straight yes, and you hesitated. So.
Well, the cool dad. You know,
the cool dad.
You're cool, but you're not like wearing sunglasses and a leather jacket, cool dad.
Hey, Jack.
You know, we had the conversation about the
that's supposed to be cool
about the one thong and the one
croc.
That
just
at
doesn't
the same
scream
time.
Cool dad.
He's edgy though.
Edgy dad. Ah,
you've been a cool dad, but I wouldn't say you fit the cool dad archetype.
Right.
But
okay.
For me, you're never a Johnny. You're a John.
Really?
Am I?
Yeah.
But John's too formal.
It is, but that's what I've always, like, yeah. Dad's
you've never called me John.
I've never called you
well,
Johnny.
You refer to yourself as John.
I do yeah. on the phone to people. Yeah. But I know, yeah, that's true. I would never, when I meet someone new, I would never say I'm Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, but, John Bailey. Like, you're yeah. John Bailey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not Johnny Bailey.
Yeah.
Johnny at least Bailey's you're not a Jonathan, many... though.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness you're not a Jonathan, Dad.
You don't want me to be Jonathan?
No, it's just, you know.
And there's a couple of ways to say Jonathan, isn't there?
Jonathan. I yeah. always thought you were Jonathan until like a week ago.
Well, I'm both, so look out.
But I recently discovered looking at my passport that I'm Jackson Lindsay Ronald Bailey. I thought I was Jackson Ronald Lindsay
so
Bailey.
So did I.
I think on your birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's the other way.
It's you Ronald are Lindsay. Jackson. It's so stupid. You're Jackson Ronald Lindsay Bailey.
Yeah.
But we thought that Lindsay was slightly a cooler name because they're after your grandfathers than Ronald. And if they, in our day, they used to call out the role Jackson yes. Ronald Bailey.
That's great.
And we all hated it when they read out our
what's,
middle names.
What's one of my middle names?
Jonathan Sam.
So you're, Sam. Yeah, you got my name.
Why?
Yeah. Because
I already got the grandpa's name.
Yeah, well, the tradition was to give the grandpa's name, but also we thought, you know, it just connects you to
and
the
why
family.
Sam?
Because well, I really liked Sam.
That's great that you just got the name that you were nearly called. I could have been Jackson Jasper Bailey.
Aren't middle names funny? It's just like, I like this name. He's getting it.
I'm just chucking it in.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All names are like that.
It's like second best. Like your first choice is your name. And they're like, if any runner-ups can go after.
That's so true. Yeah. I'm saying I'm not Jackson Jasper Bailey. That's great. Mm. JJB.
Oh, you would have liked that.
You know, Adam's name, he's ABC. He's Adam Benjamin Carnivale.
That's the best.
That's good.
I used to know someone KFC.
Oh, that's even better.
I won't say.
Was their name Kentucky Fried
Chicken? Yes.
Dad loved it so much.
That's great because that means you're just like a Kentucky Chicken. Like, what a great name to call someone.
Yeah.
Well, what about, you know, because if I'd been born a girl, you would have called me Ruby.
Ruby.
Right.
Ruby. I could have dealt with Ruby.
Yeah, yes. You would have been a good Ruby.
Yeah. So
let's
Ruby's a nice name.
Throw up
it's a gem name. I like that.
Throw up a few names.
Yeah.
And throw in a couple of personality things that go along with this name. And I've got one to start with. All right.
Please.
I'll start you off. Penelope.
Oh, Penelope
that's
rides
too
horses.
Much, though.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's the first thing I thought
what
of.
What did you say?
Penelope rides horses.
Rides horses?
Penelope owns more than one horse.
What does Penelope do?
I think Penelope's too much of a poshy name.
Yeah, she's a
private
school
girl. It's like saying Arthur.
Girl.
Like, no one knows an Arthur. Penelope's like...
People know Arthurs. That's great that was your choice. I'm like, oh, you're like, it's like saying, and I thought you were going to be like Reginald or Bartholomew. No, Arthur.
I don't know an Arthur. But I mean, Penelope, like, they don't exist anymore.
I feel like there's Penelopes. Maybe.
Well, then they're all hipsters.
They might be a bit like Barry's. Yeah, they're on their way.
They get
out.
Called Penny now. They don't. No one has a whole name.
Penny.
Oh, cool. I knew a Penny. Is that a name?
You knew a Penelope.
Right? Wow. That's a mind blow. I'm gonna have to text a few people about this.
Did you know Penny was Penelope? Oh, we're not seeing her anymore.
We are cutting her out of our lives. I'd like if I met a Penelope, but they called themselves Pen. Cool.
Yeah.
Pen's a cool name.
Pen.
If you were called Penelope in Australia and your name got shortened to Pen, your nickname could be Biro.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Or Penno.
Vic.
Penno.
Bic. That's Bic. What it'll be, Vic. That'd be great.
Bico.
This is Bic.
Yeah.
Her real name's Penelope, but we call her Bic. You'd have to explain
it. We shortened and then switch it around so that now she's Bic.
All right. So, Jack, you come up with an archetypal name and let us see what goes along with that.
Okay. I was thinking Rebecca.
All right.
What is a Rebecca?
A Rebecca?
For me, a Rebecca will never not work in retail, and I don't know why. But every Rebecca, they rise through retail till they're maybe manager.
Right, but that's just a start.
That's it. That's Rebecca's for you.
Yeah. I think the thing about Rebecca's is there can be Rebecca, who is like amazing looking, beautiful figure, always well dressed, gorgeous hair, and then there can be disheveled,
Beck.
Boring Beck.
I think Rebecca. Becky is a sweet girl, though.
Yes.
Becky is a sweet girl, very nice to people, very accepting.
What about a Becca? For me, a Becca is angry. It's an angry name.
I think Becca works like in high finance.
Yeah. Becca's a goody two-shoes, though. She's the one that dobs.
Becca's a dibber dobber.
Yeah.
No, I see that. It's the kind of thing where you're like, you go to the boss is like, Jackson, you know, we know that you've been, I don't know, stealing pens. And I'm like, Becca.
I just know
it was Becca who did it. That's it's funny that Rebecca has so many. What about a Reb? Does such a thing exist?
Person altogether, isn't it?
I don't think they exist.
You don't think there's such thing as a Reb out there?
No one's like, call me Reb. It's Rebecca, but call me Reb. Or Car.
Call me Rebeg. That's call me Rebeck.
Rebby's good. Rebby's a nice name.
Yeah, Rebby's all right. What about you, Mum? What's an archetype?
What's your name that you're going to throw up into the mix?
Jason.
Love a Jason.
Jason is fun but going nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yes, he is.
Jason's great and he'll never not be great, but also... Yeah.
Does he care?
Well, you never know.
I think he does care.
He does.
Jason just wishes that he'd finished high school, but he didn't, and he doesn't. He's not going back, but he wishes he did, you know, in his heart of hearts.
How can he up his name? Say he does finish high school. He ends up being a high flyer, but he's stuck with Jason. How can he, like can he vamp
like
it up?
That's it for him. He could go Jace.
Yeah, Jace, but that's not going to do it.
We love Jace. Everyone loves Jace. Oh, Jace is going to be there.
Oh, Jace is coming.
But he's not going to be the CEO, Jace. No. Is he? No.
You're never going to be like Jace who runs the company.
No, Jason is a CEO.
I reckon if he's got a fancy last name, he's all right, and everybody just says the names.
Yeah, they say it together. Jason McVeigh.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Cartmichael. Yeah, absolutely.
Jason
Becker
Smith.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Becker Smith. Oh, yeah. But just Jason.
High flyer.
Yeah. Absolutely. But he's got to be lucky. He's got to win that lottery and get the good surname. Because otherwise...
Jason Brown.
Yeah. Jason Smith without anything in the middle. But Jason Becker Smith. Oh! Yeah. Who's this customer? What about a Jason that goes by Jay? That's like a Jason gone too far in one direction.
I like Jay. Jay's fine.
Jay's too much at a party.
He's an operator.
Yeah.
Like, he might be flying high, whatever it is.
He might be highing fly. Absolutely. Highing as fly as they get.
But it's in a dodgy direction. Yeah. Jay.
Yeah. Jay works at a youth call center.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, does he? I thought he might want you to invest in money in his, you know.
Maybe there's two versions of the
Put that 10 grand in my bank tomorrow, mate, and I'll double it. No worries.
Well, I think Jay is either the sweetest guy in the world or a scumbag.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dad.
I think Jay is either like, invest in my thing, or Jay, you know, because like, you're Jason, he starts as the party boy in high school, and he's the party boy to a certain point, and he either gets his life together or becomes good Jay, works at like a call center, maybe works at like a mental health call center, something like that, or bad Jay.
Yeah.
Where I like that he's on the phone either way. Either way, Jay's calling you up. Is he scamming you or helping you?
Yeah, so that's Jay. Yeah, there's two ways to go.
Yeah, well, that's
two opposite paths for
the Jays of the world.
So, what is Jace the best?
I think you want to be Jace.
Jace is the best.
Yeah.
I think you want to be a Jace.
Jace could be an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Yes.
Jace is
I don't think he's an artist. He's not an artist at all.
Like my car, I've crashed my car. Go and see Jace. He's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Jace will fix it up for you.
Jace will.
He's a good guy.
You're like, oh, is Jace a mechanic? No, but he knows what he's doing. Jace is like, yeah, for anything. You're like, oh, I need to, I'm building a deck, but I don't want to pay. It goes, get Jace.
He can do anything. That's the thing about a Jace, is the potential is huge, but it's but never realized.
Absolutely. Never Jace is not a carpenter, but he can build a chair.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But beautiful chair.
Should have been a carpenter.
Should have been a carpenter.
Would have made millions.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, and but anything. You're like, I'm missing, like, I need an actor for my play. Yeah. Oh, Jace will do it. And Jace is always willing to do it.
Yeah.
But you're like,
you were great in that, Jace. Why didn't you keep going? I don't know.
You know. I'm happy just doing, you know, delivering Uber Eats, whatever. That's pretty, I'm happy with my life. Well, I guess good for you, Jace. So I like that Jace's exists sort of to help the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Jace's exist to facilitate. They're like angels. Yeah,
they are.
The Jace's are the guardian angels of humanity.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
What's your name?
I'm going to choose another one that can be changed. Samantha.
Samantha.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because my thing, a Sammy, awesome chick.
Yeah.
Love great Sammy. Always fun, good party girl, but also has a great job.
Mm-hmm. I think a Sam can be kind of the same. It's just less party.
Yeah, Sam is more professional.
Sam's like great fun co-worker.
Mm,
you're like, work at the same place and you're like, oh, sick, I'm working with Sam today. Today's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But Sammy maybe doesn't rock up every day.
Yeah.
Or sometimes rocks up.
No, see, I think a Sammy is... can do both. Sammy can do both.
Sammy's capable of both. Yeah. But a Sam can't be good at partying.
No.
Yeah. I kind of see what you mean. Sam's a little... It's a tighter collar on a Sam as opposed to a Sammy.
And Samantha?
Samantha.
Boring.
Yeah. I think it goes from party girl to theme. There's like a weird little... what's it called?
A
like
scale.
Like Sammy's going to be there. Samantha's going
to
be there.
And Sam might be there too.
Exactly.
That's okay that Samantha's going to be there because Sam's going to be there. Sammy will be
Samantha
there.
Samantha has dietary requirements.
Yes.
That annoy the whole party. Samantha comes there and she's like, oh, is there whatever in any of these...
Sam has them, but doesn't say anything.
Sam has them, but Sam's brought her own stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, sorry, Sam. And you want to apologize to Sam because she's great fun. Sorry, Sam, but there's I don't know, there's wheat in these. And Sam's like, that's cool. I brought my own cupcakes. And you're like, fuck yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
You're taking care of yourself. Samantha's like, there's wheat in these cupcakes. What the fuck?
And Sammy's eating anything.
Regardless of dietary.
Won't that make you sick? Sammy's just like, I'll just throw up. And you're like, yeah, all right. Sammy doesn't give a fuck.
She's like, Rager,
absolutely. Yeah. It's funny that it's so many of these names that have that, like, the different ways of saying it.
Yeah.
Is a completely different person.
Yeah.
So
but
I think that
it's still a scale, though.
Yeah. But obviously, your name
does
make you.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking that with I'm Jackson.
Yeah.
Jack, Jackson, Jackie.
But you're all of them, aren't you?
I guess so. Yeah. People.
I call you Jack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some people call you Jackson. Mum calls you Jackie.
That's true. Zamet calls me Jack.
But are
Adam
you
calls
all
me Jackson.
Of them?
Huh?
Are you all of them?
I don't know. What's it? Well, what's a Jack?
Well, I think a Jack is a bit annoying.
I am a bit annoying. That's true. But I think a Jack is annoying in a way that I'm not annoying. Do you know
some
what I mean?
Jacks are. Yeah.
Jack's a bit too hyperactive and a bit too doesn't get when
Jack,
people don't
a Jack
want to
is
talk
a bit sporty as well.
Yeah. I think I'm going to say a Jackie's a bit spoiled, which I think is true as well. Jackie spends his weekends on daddy's yacht, I feel like. But then Jackson, what's a Jackson then?
I think a Jackson's a very generic.
Yeah.
You know, could be anyone.
But he's quite serious, a Jackson.
Yeah, I feel like a Jackson is. I feel like a Jackson has leather patches on his elbows. You know what
I mean? No. I knew a Jackson that was really chilled.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Well, maybe Jackson's a chilled name. Yeah. I like to think I'm
laid back. Jackson is a very laid back type of person.
Do you feel different when people call you a different name?
I feel whenever...
Do you live up to it? When someone calls you Jack, are you like, chuck us a basketball? Going outside, and then someone's like, Jackson, you're like, anyway, what's going on?
I always feel like when people call me Jack that it is a bit too professional almost.
Mm.
So I'm going to be like, Jack, and I'll be like, oh, God, what do I got to do now?
So is Jack your serious... Jackson's
Jack's
not,
your serious name.
The full name is the serious name.
Because Jonathan is definitely my serious name.
No, Jackson's not my serious name. Jack is.
Yeah, so I go, serious name Jonathan, less serious John.
Yeah.
Like,
I think John's very serious.
And then
serious.
Johnny is
your
fun social name.
Yeah.
Family name.
I don't have a fun one. I'm Jack or Jackson.
Right.
Nobody's calling
Jacko.
Me Jacko.
Am I the only one who calls you Jackie?
I
think
I call
so.
You Jackie sometimes.
Yeah, you call me Jackie.
Grammy calls you Jackie Wacky Nicky Nacky.
That's true. Who's that?
That's your extreme fun moment.
That one's so far in one direction, you don't know what's. That's an exploding star.
Don't go. That is the CEO of the company.
Well, we'll be having a meeting with Jackie Wacky Nicky Nacky. Bailey, and he'll be telling us the new direction for the company. Imagine if you're a professor and that was your full name, and you go to write your name. Jackie, they're like, okay, Wacky, what? Nicky, okay, Nacky. You can just call me Jack. That's so yeah, I think you're right, Mom. It absolutely does influence who you are. Or maybe it just influences the way people will expect you to be. You know what I mean? I'm sure not every Sammy is
wild,
and ready, but that is what you imagine when you imagine a Jackie. Mm. Absolutely.
Yes.
And if you feel any different, please talk about it in the Discord, because what an interesting thing to hear people's opinions on.
Yes.
To see if they'll all be the same.
Yes.
And our final question for today is from Beta Buddy on the Discord. How do you become the world champion of something? That's a difficult question because we don't have a specific thing to become the world champion of.
It absolutely depends on what it is.
Yeah.
If you want to be the world champion of the 100 metres, you better start sprinting from the time you're five.
Get on it.
And do a hell of a lot of training. If you want to become the world champion of, you know, lying on the grass, that's easy.
How are you measuring that? He's doing it so much better than everyone else. What?
Well, like something that, you know, something that's obscure that many people try and do.
That's probably the answer, isn't it? Like, choose something that no one else is doing.
Yeah, like I was thinking,
no one else has done before.
If I wanted to become the world champion of something, I'd find a fruit no one knows about and eat the most of it because just that's not going to be that much fruit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to choose something obscure. And I think, what is something right now? Is I think when you said the 100-meter sprint, that we're checked out for, all four of us here.
All four of us.
We are not right now, and at no point in our lives, going to be the fastest person on the planet.
No, we can't do it.
We can just accept
here.
That.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not going to go to space. That's done for me.
So if you want to be a world champion, pick something that no one else has done before, because that's just easy.
Exactly.
How to easily become the world champion of something.
Yeah, I always wonder that with the Guinness Book of Records. You know, could you just choose the thing no one's juggled before?
Yeah.
Juggle I always it think once that. And be like,
why? Can't, like, could you be like, I don't know, go walk around the block three times and be like, no one's done it. I've seen.
I've done it. I've been the first person to do it. Or you're just like, I don't know, juggle squid. I don't reckon anyone's juggling squid. So
I think if it was so bizarre.
Juggling squids.
Promise. Yeah, well, imagine if you did it because you couldn't catch the squid. The guys from the Guinness Book all turned up, filmed you, and they said, sorry.
But then you'd be like, but am I the first person that failed at juggling squid? Add me in the book.
Well, you'd have to sue them because it's...
That's great. I imagine you're just poking their clipboard, right? Put me in the book. No one else has juggled squid, please, sir. I want a Guinness World Record. Yeah.
Can you be the world champion?
You are the world champion.
No, but I mean... Like the world champion worst.
I don't think you can be a negative champion. I don't think if you do the worst at something, you're the champion.
Yeah.
So if you're doing the 100-meter sprint, you just sort of saunter up and kicking the rocks off the track.
Yeah, so can't you be the world champion of doing that badly?
I wonder if it's easier to become the worst in the world at something or the best in the
world. Yeah, why isn't there a record for that?
Yeah, like if I think it's just as
balanced.
Much of an accolade to be you are the worst at this than you are the best. Imagine knowing you're the worst in the world definitively. That's great. No one dives as badly as you, Jackson.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think another problem is that you'll never know for sure.
Yeah.
You like the guy, you know, Usain Bolt, fastest man alive.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yes.
There's a lot of people. You can never prove it.
Can't be bothered going to the Olympics and doing all that training. But
exactly.
When they're running to get the train, they go faster.
There might be a guy out there.
I reckon there's plenty of guys sitting in their chair watching the telly thinking... I'm faster than that.
I can run pretty quickly. I got this.
Slow.
But I think there probably are definitely shortcuts to becoming the fastest. Or the
yes,
best
that's
at
what you
something.
Want. Because otherwise you've got a lifetime of training yeah. ahead of you. And
the boring answer here is just do something no one else is doing. Or do something obscure. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Mm.
But, sorry.
Or that's do something that no one else wants to do.
Yeah. Ah, now that's yes. good.
Something yes. sort of gross, uncomfortable.
Give us an
but
example.
But don't you need, like, at least two other people doing it
yeah.
to be the best at it?
You can't be the only person doing yeah. it. Cause yeah. I mean, I guess you're still the best.
Can't you just pay your mate $10 to drop the squid?
That's true. That's great. The Guinness World Record, they're like, this isn't a thing that people do. You're like, oh, but check it out. Everyone just dropping squid. You juggle it once, you're in. Well, like, I guess think about it. So a Guinness World Record, one of the only ones I can remember for some reason, is the largest collection of people dressed like Wally from Where's Wally in the world.
Right. Yeah.
So there was a point where no one had gathered dressed like Where's Wally, and one person dressed like Where's Wally was the... That
the champion.
Was the most people. He was the champion
yeah.
at a certain yeah. point. So was it the kind of thing where there's like a limit?
Yeah.
Or like right now I am the only person that I know wearing the outfit that I'm wearing. Did I just beat a Guinness World Record?
Well, it has to be something that the Guinness people think will be interesting to the public.
Ah, that's true.
So some bizarre...
But it shouldn't be.
Well, yeah.
But they want to sell the book. Jackson wearing a brown pullover.
But forget the book. It's records.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It shouldn't be.
It just means you're
right.
the best, you're the only one. Yes. So
do we
so
think
every
you are
person
the world
on the
champion,
earth yeah. has broken billions and billions of infinity number of records.
Yeah, that's true. Because
every day.
Yes.
You are living your own like experience.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you'll have to make your own trophies because you won't be recognized.
No one's going to award you for doing the things you're doing. So in this room right now, do we think we're the world champion at anything? Do
yeah.
we think any what
many
do you think?
Things?
What right. name one?
Oh, like what was the question? Like, explain the question a bit more.
Okay, so do you think that
us as a group or me
you
individually
specifically are the world champion of something
at anything in the yeah, world?
Anything?
Hmm.
Do you
probably
think,
you're all very good at getting your sugar.
into
your cappuccino.
That's true.
Do you think you're the best in the world?
Yes.
I've never seen anyone better.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone else try it.
I think we should. We need to.
People do want a step-by-step instruction on
yes,
how to do it.
I think we need to do that. And then we need to do a survey out there and then actually send it to the Guinness Book of Records yeah. and see if we can get it in.
But the thing is,
imagine.
Don't give any step by step.
Yeah, let's not
give
the secrets.
It's like saying, you know, I run so fast and this is how I do it yeah, and then all the other runners.
It's very straightforward though. Yeah. I
but
think
I've
a lot
never
of people
seen,
could do it.
I've never seen
Adam
it before.
Try and do it countless times and he fucks up every one.
Mm. Who's
but
this?
You, Adam, I've seen
right.
him.
And Adam's very careful.
Oh, he's a precise man. But he doesn't have the skill that
he's
you
not
don't.
In your league, Rod.
We need to have a competition.
I think
yeah,
we
do need to have a competition.
And, see,
and we need to decide who is the world champion. Then ask anyone who listens to the show what they think and take their votes. And
but
take
the
it
people
to
from the show can come and
they can what?
Participate in the but competition.
Imagine we got you pressure, in the Guinness though. Book of Records, Rod. I know, yeah, pressure. It's intense. But you just got to say that you have a process. You need to be by yourself
get
in a room.
Get some fish.
Yeah.
Get some fish, relax yeah. yourself.
Do you want a cape?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a cape.
Cappuccino cape.
I need a cape.
What?
A cappuccino.
Part of my process. Well, I remember back when me and Ride's house sat for an art once, they had a wiffle bat and a deflated soccer ball.
Mm.
And I could bounce that deflated soccer ball on the wiffle bat basically indefinitely.
Right.
Ride, I couldn't.
No, I couldn't.
That's a skill I have.
Oh, yeah, I'm very true. Upset about it.
Right. I just don't think there's anyone else in the world
he
bouncing a deflated
that.
Soccer ball on a wiffle bat. So I think I might be the best at
I
that.
I think it yeah. could be.
What is a wiffle bat?
It's like, you know, like a soft baseball bat?
Oh.
Like a short, soft
bat. Usually yellow.
So impressive.
And...
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. I just could do it forever.
Wow. Yeah,
I just had the technique down.
Yeah, so
I
you
held the bat in a weird way, and I
so
could
so you
just
were
do
born
it.
With this skill.
Yeah, this is
because you hadn't tried it before.
I didn't learn it.
No,
nobody trained me. I just had this skill.
It's innate.
It's innate. It's from my core. So I reckon
you were born to do it.
If the Guinness World Records put me up against other, I think I'd win based purely on the fact that no one else is doing it.
So there we go. That's your.
I think
I
have.
I think you're the
power.
World champion.
I reckon I'm the world
write
champion.
Write that down.
So I guess the takeaway is that it's not hard. You just got to find something no one else could be doing and be even mildly good at it. And then you are the world champion by definition.
Yeah, by default.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
The world champion.
If you've got any questions or you want any advice, just message us on the Discord or you can email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Hey, I was thinking of something the other day. What was it? Octopus. Octopi. Nah. Octopuses.
That's right. Yeah. I hear that.
Absolutely. Nah.
Octopuses.
It's octopi is some Greek thing and it's not right. In the English language, it's octopuses.
Which is much nicer.
Yeah, octopi.
Come I think on. You can say both. In the dictionary, it's both.
No, octopi I think it's
fish and fishes.
Octopi is a Latin thing at a time when the English language, everyone was like, oh, we got to get more like fucking Latin-y and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, well, that's a bit weird. Why? Why don't we just keep it English? And they're like, yeah, all right, so octopuses.
Yeah, they changed it. It used to be octopi.
Oh, there you go.
And they've changed it to octopuses. Yeah. Platypuses?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
All the usses.
All the eyes are now usses.
No more
Much
eyes.
Much better.
Yeah. Rhinoceri?
I don't think anyone
Not
ever said that.
Not rhinoceroses. No, rhinoceroses.
Rhinoceroses.
Is it?
It's rhinoceroses.
Rhinoceroses.
Do you just say rhinoceros? Look at all those rhinoceros.
No, you say rhinoceroses.
That can't be true.
You do.
Look at those many say? Rhinoceros.
Well, that's...
What?
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.